The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us this weekend. Hopefully it's a sunny weekend because we've been getting a lot of rain lately in the beginning part of the year. And we need the rain, but I love to be outdoors, and I like to golf and play softball. And so sometimes I can't do that, what I love to do. But anyway, as you guys know, we always try to bring in our partners. And we have a new partner today, Mr. Gary Asato from Amazing Care Network. Interesting concept. Great service that's provided, because it's something that I've been talking about for years, about as we age, that what happens down the road. And that's why I love the name, is that everybody I talk to goes, oh, if I need care or if I need long-term care. I said, no. Today, it's about, for women, according to the last study by AARP, was 79% chance of women going to need some form of care. And men, is 69% chance of needing some form of long-term care. However, these statistics are probably 7 or 8 years old. And that's a national statistic. Hawaii, we live longer than any other state. And if you're Japanese that lived in Japan or lived in Hawaii, you live longer than Hawaii. If you're Chinese that lived in Hong Kong or China and versus live in Hawaii, you live longer. And every other nationality, it's the same thing. You're always going to live longer in Hawaii than those respective countries, even though I love those countries. But Hawaii is just very, very unique. And here's a trivia question next time you ask somebody. Is why do people live longer in Hawaii? Number one reason why, Mr. Gary Asato, would be?
The health, the weather, the food.
All of the above, but that's not the number one reason why.
The relationship.
If you're married, because you know you live longer if you're married versus being single. Actually, the number one reason why people live long on Oahu is because anywhere on Oahu, you're only 20 minutes from a hospital, and that's a fact. That's the one reason why. University of Hawaii did a study. So I would say 8 years ago now. Yeah, we were all at our Kupuna Caucus meeting at the Capitol. And Professor Kim from UH did a presentation, and we couldn't figure it out. And he goes, we're all 20 minutes from hospital. I go, that makes a lot of sense.
Exactly.
Right? And that is. Because healthcare today, in doctors and technology, you have a heart attack, stroke, bypass, you're going to live a lot longer. And they'll get to you quicker. And now everybody, every park now has what they call those AED.
Defibrillators.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I know at a softball game, a softball guy playing softball actually had a heart attack on a field, and he brought it out and he saved his life. And I don't know if he's back to playing softball, but yeah, he survived. So, but anyway, Gary, give us a little background. You're an Iolani grad. It's okay. I'm a MidPac grad, but give us a little background on your field.
Sure. The Amazing Care Network is actually a membership program that brings together services and resources that help us preserve our grace, dignity, and independence as we age. We can influence the negative views of aging with pre-planning that will help us preserve the many aspects of life. Membership affords you access to unique services and a savings program to pay things not covered by Medicare or long-term care insurance. And I appreciate the fact that the more information we know about aging helps us all be educated in the aging process.
Yeah. Okay. I know that's about the network. Now, I mean, about yourself, what's your background? You said healthcare?
Yes. I've been in healthcare for over 25 years in Hawaii. Yeah. Been with various health plans.
Oh, really?
As well as various other health-related industries in Hawaii.
Hmm. Like what? Kaiser, Queens?
Where else do you work at? HDS.
Oh, the Hawaii Dental Service?
Yes. Oh, okay. I used to work at United Healthcare.
Oh, well, so I was in healthcare.
Yes, I've been in the Medicare space.
Oh, you have? Yes. But that's changing. We've had several people here on. I was telling Leah, one of our last guests, what was that, about 2 months ago, well, Medicare, and it's interesting. I probably have done about, I don't know, 6 or 7 shows on Medicare, and almost every show I learned something new about Medicare.
It's always changing. I mean, the rules change.
And I'm pretty versed in all these changes, but I'm like shocked how many things have changed or things have not changed, but I didn't know about this service and product. And it's going to continue to change.
Mm-hmm.
I heard just recently, but it's going to continue to go up, and it's pretty scary what it's going to be because it goes up on average. I think they told me it was 5.78% a year. Unfortunately, Social Security max can go up as 2.1 a year. Unfortunately, it only goes up like 1% a year now because of the financial climate. So that means that because your Social Security check is taken, your Medicare is taken out of your Social Security check, your Social Security check is going to go down every time.
Yes, the math's not going to work eventually.
Right. So that's kind of a scary thought. Huh?
Yeah, and I think we all need to be prepared for it. You know, we need to, again, everybody should be saving money. We've heard that story over and over again, but the reality is you're going to have to save eventually for the right reasons.
At some point, hopefully they live longer. I mean, that's one thing about Hawaii. We live longer because mm-hmm. we know more about healthcare. We know about eating healthy and exercise. I mean, you know, you go down Ala Moana Beach Park or you go down to Kihei in the afternoon, you see tons of people walking.
Mm-hmm. That's one side of the coin. The other side would be medical technology is changing so quickly that the ability to save patients or to at least prevent issues in the future, healthcare issues, then that would be another way of making sure that, you know, people live longer. And they want to live longer they don't want to be stuck in a bed. They want to be walking and being active there.
Well, isn't that one of the major reasons why Medicare gives you, most of the Medicare plan, not all, give you a free 24-hour fitness or YMCA?
Yes.
And it's amazing when they say, they say you can never get anything for free, but that's actually free. It's coming out of your premium, but it is free.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the YMCA does a great job. We partnered with them, and they were saying there's a new couple new programs over there with Arthritis Foundation. They're doing one. And I can't remember what the Parkinson's, I think they're doing one with them. So they do great work. So you know, give us a little foundation. Why was it created? When was it created? And
well, aging in America is expensive, and there's no roadmap. Many of us are unprepared for the changes. The founder of Amazing Care Network, Cora Tejas, had a need to find caregiving resources for her ailing husband. Navigating through complex healthcare system, preparing for financial out-of-pocket costs, finding caregiving resources were just some of the immediate needs for her. Cora asked the question, who will take care of me when it's my turn? And the answer she came up with is Amazing Care Network.
Yeah, it is a common question I ask my clients when I sit down with them, when we try to do what I call it life planning or financial gerontology, that they really need to understand that as we live longer, that's the wonderful part.
You mentioned some of the statistics there, Percy. So let me just give you a couple more to make sure. We're all on the same page there. There, everybody knows that there's a silver tsunami. 10,000 people aging into Medicare every day. The good news is that we're all living to be 100. The bad news is that we're living to 100. There's a huge perception of what healthcare costs will be in the future there. A 2013 study showed that the median amount for a middle-class family would be about $48,000 per year. And that was, you know, 5 years ago. So just imagine what the cost would be now. Center for Retirement Research estimates the typical couple, age 65, will spend about $260,000 per year in their lifetime on healthcare there. By 2030, more than 20% of Americans will be age 65 and over, compared to 13% in 2010. And a couple other known facts, if you're currently working for employers, productivity losses relating to a person and family health problems costing U.S. employers is about $1,700 per year and about $226 billion annually there. So it's not only for the people that are retired, but also for the people that are working. And a little known fact is that 25% of caregivers are actually millennials, aged 25 to 35 there. So again, it is something there that affects not only baby boomers, but everyone else too.
Well, the reason why it's millennial is because there's nobody else.
That's true.
Let me tell you, millennials don't want to do it if they don't have to do it. But these are all great statistics because I think these are low, in my personal opinion. But their statistics, in fact, the couple I met with this morning, talk about retirement planning, they were shocked when I was mentioning some of these statistics. And their husband goes, it's a wake-up call. I said, wow, because in the financial plan I was sitting with, he goes, it's reality. So fortunately, he gets it, and so he's going to make some adjustment in his retirement planning, but it's so true. These are national statistics, which are great. In Hawaii, they're probably a little higher. And you're right. People are going to live to be 100. My mother-in-law is 95. My father turns 90 in 2 months, and he still plays tennis 3 times a week. I mean, he's very unique, but I mean, I golf regularly with 70-year-olds, and sometimes they beat me, which is great. It's okay. I mean, they give me a hard time, but that's fine. I mean, it's fine. I don't take it so serious, you know, but it's so true. The bad part about staying healthy is that you're not going to die right away.
Exactly. People go through life longer.
So I actually been talking to my parents, and my parents actually bought long-term care insurance at the age of 77 and 79. They're 87 and 89 now, and we're ready to use the long-term care plan on my mom. She needs a little bit of help, but it's something that everybody needs to start thinking about going forward. And these numbers, yeah, you got to put them on your website. We got to get it out. Maybe I better put it in an article from you guys, because these are statistics a lot of people don't. They know it's we're getting older. We know there's more seniors out there, but sometimes they just don't think about it. It's like they got to worry about college, they got to worry about their grandkids. They don't have time to worry about this stuff.
Well, that's the generation. They don't think about themselves. They think about their family and others there.
Yeah. And baby boomers don't think they're going to die.
Yes.
Right? It's so funny. You know, we used to do a baby boomer show with Frank B. Shaner, the radio guy. And it's so funny. He goes, why should I die? I said, you're going to die. Well, why should I? You know, and we would have long conversations about this because he did really tease himself because he thinks he's going to outlive me, which he probably will. But, you know, we were thinking like 90 and 95 and 100 and maybe 110. You know, I heard there's some life insurance policies now going out to 120. I heard a statistic just recently that there's somebody on this earth going to live to be 125.
I think
the oldest now is 118, I think, 119.
I think it just went down to 113.
113, really? But it's so true.
Yes.
But I think it's something that we got a really good. And I'm glad Corey used to work in Hawaii, right?
Yes, she was formerly the Kaiser Permanente president.
Oh, wow, cool. And, you know, Kaiser is really kind of grasping this information now. And they're really looking at more programs for seniors out there. So it's great to hear that. So what are some of the other things? So you know, in a nutshell, when I saw this, I said, what is really the purpose of Amazing Care Network? What are you folks trying to do?
Well, you know what? As individuals age longer and the pay for many medical and social services out-of-pocket costs increase, the Amazing Care Network can help people save for these costs, equip them with critical knowledge, resources, and a personal network, which is critical. Personal network is also a key component to long life.
Yes.
Most of us don't think about these out-of-pocket costs, services either not covered by either Medicare or long-term care insurance, which includes things like custodial care, transportation, meals, caregivers, and expenses incurred during the waiting period for long-term care insurance.
Exactly right, because long-term care insurance doesn't kick in until you can't do two of the five or two of the six activities of daily living.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people don't know that. And so that carrier, the insurance carrier, won't provide funds to you until you can't do two of the six. So along the way, yes, transportation, meals, custodial care is, you know, simple things around the house, cleaning up. But even caregivers, I mean, you'd be surprised how many home care companies don't use CNAs. They don't have to. Mm-hmm. When I found that out, I was going, really? They don't have to. They're just people off the street. They train them to a certain extent and provide custodial care or just like companionship. Yeah. So it's something that's very interesting, where this concept. So I know you're growing the network in Hawaii. And how long has it been now?
It's been a couple years.
Okay. Great. And so you're basically the main contact here?
Yes, I'm the main contact here. We also have, as I'll explain later, we have four quarterly afternoon teas to get a social network going, and just like a little meeting for the Amazing Care Network.
Okay. So what are, give us some idea what some of the services that, the Amazing Care Network provides.
Well, as I mentioned, we have an individual savings account to provide discipline to save as for expected and unexpected expenses. We provide resources to strengthen and expand our personal network. Again, as mentioned, it's a big point where as you get older or retire, your personal network shrinks. The Amazing Care Network opens up your personal network through four quarterly afternoon teas. These teas create a social network to help you learn about aging and caregiving topics and provide a venue for a safe discussion about sensitive aging issues there. Peace of mind for ourselves and our family. And we have also additional benefits such as access to a smart debit card for caregivers, as well as a physician friend for family to help help our side if and when we need it there. So it's additional resources for the member.
So that your individual savings plan, that's through one of the local banks, I understand?
Yes.
And so they debit their account or money's transferred every...
Every month, monies can be transferred over. These savings accounts are for their own benefit there. It's important to know that it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind.
So it's automatic?
Yeah, automatic.
Well, that's good.
And so the money's kind of just right there. But if you need to get it, you can always pull it out there for other purposes there. But again, if it's so long as it's designated or labeled for caregiving expenses for the future, most people won't plan to touch it. The same thing like a educational account or things like that there. And the last thing that's good.
But could they if they needed to?
Oh, yeah, if they could, okay. They could take it out. It's just a regular savings account. But again,
okay.
It's something there that people would like to kind of say, oh, this is my money and this is what I'm going to use it for.
It's interesting. So you said you have quarterly teas.
Yes.
And so what happens in these quarterly meetings?
Well, quarterly meetings here, people are able to socialize with the other members. There's always a topic, an aging or caregiving topic. We recently had one about decluttering. And that was a great topic because a lot of times people tend to hold things on physically and emotionally, which things need to be put aside there. We've also had topics about dementia as well as retrofitting your home. We've also had actually just conversations about death and dignity there before the law was passed. But I think that's where when you're aware of the issues with aging, you're more informed to make those decisions going forward.
Yeah, unfortunately, California has repealed the law yesterday. I got a news feed from one of the entities out there that I'm not sure which county it was, but so the county judge, state, I'm not sure what circuit court, he said, well, we're going to repeal this law, and if you guys want to bring it back, you got to go to the Supreme Court in California. So interesting. But I'm glad this kind of forms around because it's kind of unassuming or it's just not anything formal. It's just a conversation.
Yeah, it's a conversation, and I think that's the key component is that it's a conversation that there's no prejudgment. So people can say what's on their mind and not having to think about, am I offending anyone or anything like that. So it is a safe environment to have that conversation.
But I bet you everybody raised their hand when he said, how many people are decluttering?
Yes, they did. Huh? Even myself.
Oh my goodness! It's such. I mean, luckily I'm not a pack rat. I mean, I do keep a few things, but I know a lot of people that need this. Almost everybody I talk to, when I visit people's homes now, I don't wear nice shoes because I've walked into houses and walked in houses. Wow, amazing how people live. But you know, they're survivors. They survive and they gotta do what they do. But I gotta, you know, people understand it's an emotional tie. I can see that, you know, people that grew up with maybe depression during that era is very difficult for them. I mean, I have family members that loves to keep the bottom of the box where they cut the box and cut the bottom, and so he carries a tray. Oh my goodness!
Yes, and that's what I learned. It is an emotional tie to physical material things.
And what you may think, like I said, what is the saying go? some people's trash is other people's treasures.
Yes.
So I have family members like that, but it's okay. But so it's T. Now that I hear it's at Oahu Country Club.
Yes, it is.
Oh wow! Are you a member there? Is that why you got? Wow.
We just have someone who is a member there, and
oh, good for you.
Our next event is on June 5th.
That's right around the corner. It's like 2 or 3 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I come?
Just sure.
Check it out.
You're invited.
Who's speaking in that one?
We have a
attorney
person,
guy?
A person from the mainland.
Oh. Okay.
Who is in high tech? Who has actually a healthcare app that she would be talking about healthcare and technology.
Well, that's big. Are they coming from San Francisco?
Bay yes, Area? The yeah. Bay Area.
Yeah, there's actually an organization that meets every month over there, and they discuss apps and inventions that I heard about, and I want to attend one of these events because that is the future. I just saw a news feed last week that. In 10 years from now, all the cars will be electric?
I wouldn't doubt it. That's the way it goes.
You have an electric car? Oh. You hope? I don't know about that. What's going to do all our gas stations? You know, to get rid of a gas station?
Everybody will be parking at the airport for free.
Well, that's going to change. No, but these gas stations, you know, to close that down and to sell that property, they have to do an environmental study because all the tanks underneath. That's going to be horrors, you know. I have a couple of situations. I've been lending a long time, and I try to finance one of these properties. And man, it's very difficult. Well, I mean, I hope so too, but we'll see. I understand change has to happen, but we'll see. But so, how do you get people to? So, what have you? Has it been hard for you to get people into the amazing network, care network?
Well, like anything else in Hawaii, we do a lot of word of mouth, and. You know, hopefully we'll be able to spread the word more with just joining the plan. We also have employer groups that may want to support this cause there for their employees through programs where, you know, they may have employees that have caregiving responsibilities. Therefore, they may have issues with trying to be more productive because their minds are elsewhere or physically elsewhere. As you know, caregiving is a team sport. And there's a lot of emotional as well as physical needs for caregiving. So we're taking it both from the employer side, maybe providing a benefit for the employees, as well as an individual, you know, you can always go online and join now on the join now button.
Oh, really?
Yes.
AmazingCareNetwork.com?
Yes. Oh. www.AmazingCareNetwork.com. Check us out.
And so it's interesting you mentioned employees, but that's so true. I would say about 10 years ago, the newspaper here locally, the first two Sundays in December, maybe longer than that, now that I think about it, the newspaper, it was called The Grain of Hawaii. And the first two Sundays of December, they had big spread articles, about 5 or 6 pages on The Grain of Hawaii and the cost of care and the amount of seniors coming up and you need to start planning. And they call it a grain of Hawaii. We call it the silent tsunami. But you know how long we've been calling it the silent tsunami? Over 25 years. Seriously? It's amazing how it's not silent, but yes, you're right. We have to talk to each other. We have to network. We have to get the word out through our friends that this is really important. You know,
yes, it is.
And it's something that I think we got to take it to heart. So so when you have these events 4 times a year, so you have different providers, and then how big is the network now? Can you allow?
We have about over 100 members here in Hawaii. Of course, not everybody attends the quarterly tea, but I think the fact that we also reach them out by getting newsletters, emails, as well as you know they're able to see their benefits online there.
Oh, good. I think it's really important for the younger generation, too, to get involved. Since you said 25% of the caregivers are millennials, it's interesting that millennial area where they are our future leaders, and they have to really, hopefully, they understand the need of care. And today, it's not a matter of when you need care. It's a matter of if you need care. I mean, not if you need care. It's when you need care. It's really a huge, huge problem.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's where the more information, the more education you get, the better prepared you are. For me, it's very simple that, you know, I'm in the sandwich generation. I have kids. I have elderly parents. the more information you know, the better prepared you are to have that difficult conversation over time, and then what to prepare for when it's too late to prepare for it. And
absolutely.
That's something I feel a lot more comfortable with.
Well, I give you a lot of credit. That's something that I think what we try to do with the magazine, when we took over the magazine 8 years ago, we converted it to a resource magazine. Before, it was just a read magazine, great stuff, throw it away. But not anymore. With our magazine now, with Generations Magazine, people read it and keep it. So every day people call us about resources that they can find in the magazine or go on our website. So anyway, we're here with Gary Asato from Amazing Care Network, talking about your life plan and your long-term care plan. It's an amazing network. I like that name, Amazing Network, with Gary Asato. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, okay, these are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue. The Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We're a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us, and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit VoidVacationsHawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
5914777
We don't play.
Complete 4 5-night packages from $6.99. Vacations Hawaii, your favorite connection to Vegas.
Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And yes, we do spend time talking about resources for your family and our kupuna. And one of the most amazing is Amazing Care Network. We're here with Gary Asato. So Gary, so you have a website, AmazingCareNetwork.com.
Yes.
So real quick before I forget, what's the best number to reach you? How do they give you a call?
The best number to call me is they can call me direct on my cell phone.
Oh, really?
But the best thing for just general information is that you should go on our website to gather it first, and then if you have a specific question, you can give me a call.
Okay. So what's that number so I don't forget?
808-282-3975.
Yeah, I don't know where I put your phone number on my phone. You know, it's amazing. All these phones have these different apps, and like I can't find it. What, I don't know if it's on my cloud or on my phone or it's on my Outlook. My goodness, I can't even find your number. Let's see. Anyway, if not, it's probably on your website, right?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem. So anyway, the Amazing Care Network really is kind of disciplines you, kind of makes you once you commit.
Yes, that's the purpose.
To save, right?
Yes.
And that's the main purpose? Really?
Yeah, it is. Think about
very
it.
Very simple, though.
Think about it. Remember, we all used to have those Christmas club accounts?
I went back in the day. I had a book.
Back
you
in the day.
You opened a book up and said, how much money in there? And whenever you go to the bank, your mom goes, where's your book? You bring your book and you give it to the teller and tell her stamps in how much you put it in.
Yeah.
You didn't have that, Leo? See, Leo, you're too young.
Too young. You're too young. But yeah. You're saving with a purpose. And that's the whole purpose of Amazing Care. You save with a purpose. Out of sight, out of mind. When you need that money for those expenses, you have it there. If you need to see your balance, you can always look online to see your account.
So I know people listening probably going, account, bank, what bank is it?
Oh, Bank of Hawaii.
So it's local.
It's a local bank.
Oh, well, that's good. And you get a statement every month.
We actually don't give you a statement. What we do is that you can look at your money online. And the reason why we don't give you a statement is that because when you see your money, that means you know you're going to think about spending it there. So that's why we say out of sight, out of mind.
Well, I mean, I do everything paperless anyway.
Yes.
So I actually throw away all my statements because I have it online. Mm-hmm. I pay everything online pretty much. I don't like writing checks. So that's actually good. Plus, it saves paper, you know. So it's really good. So it's a local bank, Bank of Hawaii, and it's just a savings account, right?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Is there a fee for that?
There is a membership fee with Amazing Care Network, and that's $5 per month, $60 per year, and that's all we charge.
Hey, but you know, if I put money in it with 0.5% interest, that's more than my interest.
Put in more money.
Yeah. I'll tell you. No, that's actually true. But anyway, that's not a big deal. So it goes in every month, and you get a statement every month. You can take it out at any time. What else do I need to know about this? makes you save regularly, yes.
It keeps your funds segregated for a particular purpose. One other thing, too, that's a unique feature about it, you know, you've heard of crowdfunding, you know, the type of sharing of money there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you can actually transfer or share money with another Amazing Care network that may be network member that may be in need there. And here's an example here. We've had situations where employers, you know, again, like I mentioned before, they have employees that participate in the Amazing Care network. This particular employee had a situation where there was a crisis in their family. So what the employer did was ask their employees to donate money, and they could do it anonymously to their fellow employee because they're all members of the Amazing Care network. And what that did was that money was transferred into the Amazing Care network account for the employee in need. And what that gave was a great satisfaction to that employee that their coworkers were actually supporting them because of the compassion that they have within the organization there. And the best thing about it was that if you donate money anonymously or unanonymously, the fact is that, you know, they could recognize that that thank you for them.
Well, that's really good. Now, you mentioned that the account's totally separate, but what is this about a debit card for?
Well, there is a debit card option, and this debit card is primarily for caregivers if you're in a caregiving situation right here. It's called a smart debit card. It's paying for loved ones' out-of-pocket expenses that may be complex or confusing there. Our caregiving organizations have far more financial risk than most people think when handling handling client funds. Recording and accounting of receipts are time-consuming. Tracking of money can be spent, can be confusing there. The debit card is essentially something that you and your client decide on how and where funds are being spent. The card is a line of sight card, meaning that you can actually see what the card is being spent on, automatic reporting through mobile access, real-time alerts, specific spending categories and limits. For example, cards can be spent only on groceries, not necessarily on alcohol or tobacco. It can be used for retail purchases, and those card categories can be determined by the end user as well as the person who's funding that account there.
So is this card through the Bank of Hawaii or is it through the Amazing Care Network?
It's through the Amazing Care Network.
Oh, it's interesting. And so how does it stop you from not buying cigarettes or alcohol?
Through the merchant codes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I never heard of that. And I know a lot about stuff. But anyway, well, that's good to know. Do you put a limit on how much they can use per month?
There's no limit. It's all up to the person who's sponsoring the card or sponsoring.
But can they put limits on that?
Yes.
Oh, because that's something that I've seen people try, and it's very hard because it's to be able to trust somebody, let's say it's a caregiver. Unless it's a family member, but even family members, I think 50% of abuse is by family members. It's abuse at the funds. I mean, I'm in the mortgage business, and let me tell you, I've seen many situations where people abuse the ability to be able to access other people's funds. So that's really important, because to deal with all this daily life of caregiving and dealing with people's, you know, shopping and things is very, very expensive, but also time consuming. So I like that fact about. So that's why you call it a smart debit card, huh?
Yes. Good. And you can actually track it on your phone, or you can look at any type of spending occurs. Then you can, it could, notice would pop up saying that this was spent, your card was used for this service or product there.
So that debit card is attached to your savings account?
No, it would be a separate account.
Oh, it'd be a separate account?
Yes.
Oh.
You don't want to commingle that fund there, because specifically what the savings account for is for savings. You can also set up a debit card that's a different fund that could be used for spending, and which would be caregiving spending there.
Oh, I see. And so how long has this been around?
It's been around for about a year.
But I mean, in Hawaii, but what about the mainland?
Oh, in the mainland for a year, and then we're rolling it out here in Hawaii too.
Oh, any other states? California?
We're in California, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how's it doing in California?
It's doing great. In addition to those quarterly teas there that we have in Hawaii. We also have quarterly teas in the Bay Area, Orange County, as well as San Diego. So as a member, you can attend any of those teas throughout the West Coast. And it's very gaining a lot of traction there too on Northern and Southern California.
Wow, you just mentioned all the places I like to go. I was just in San Diego in March. I love San Diego. So what I'm going to do, guys, I'll keep talking because I'm trying to go online and I want to give the experience over the radio to you. So I'm going to type in amazing. Oh, did I misspell amazing? Amazing. I'm doing it on air. So amazing, M-A-A-Z-I-N-G, care network. See, I've done it before, so I see it here. Okay. So amazingcarenetwork.com. The website pops up. And you see, a smarter tomorrow starts here. You're absolutely right.
And the join now button in red, right next to it.
Join now. Join now button, enrollment options. Okay, so what do you do here?
Full membership.
Full membership.
Enroll now.
Oh, so is there partial membership?
There is also an affiliate membership if you scroll down to that there too. But since you're on the full membership there, it tells you the benefits as well as you can either do it via paper or you can do it via online there.
So you have full membership, which is $60 a year. Is that taken out monthly from your account or something?
Yes, it would be. Oh.
And then you have here the care card. Is that a separate fee?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very good. I think baby boomers will love this because they're all dealing with the parents. And the Emily plan. What's the Emily plan?
Those are for employer groups that are interested in employer-funded care accounts for the benefit of the employee there. And again, it's just another way of helping the employees who may have these caregiving issues and it's maybe affecting their work, that it's a way of being able to help support that there.
Well, I think this is big because one of the things in Hawaii is that I can't remember the name of the figure. 70-80% of companies don't have a retirement plan system. Don't have 401k. I'm sorry, they don't have 401k.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is another way option. But is this tax free or tax before tax or after tax?
How after does that tax.
Work? After tax.
Yeah.
But I noticed in here, I'm looking at it, saying employers can contribute PTO dollars that are expiring or are capped. What is PTO? Pay time off.
Pay time off. There. Oh, really? So a lot of times too, for employers, you know, trying to deal with, you know, that money there, it's an expense for their PTO if they're not being used, if their vacation is not being used. So one of the ways of funding this plan through employers is what we call reusing money or repurposing money. That would be cashing out that money and putting it into their Amazing Care account.
Hmm.
Or if employers have prevention or employee programs that give some type of reward or incentive, it's another way of putting money, instead of giving them a gift certificate, put it into their Amazing Care account there. So again, it's for the
That's
right
a great
reasons.
Idea.
It's the right reason versus just giving them a gift card and having them spend it. Exactly there.
not they're defeating the goal of having them save money. But I would like to see, I would hopefully see more employer matching.
Yes. And now we do have a couple of employers here in Hawaii who see the light.
Wow.
And they are progressive enough so that they are able to put money aside for their employees through incentives, as well as even pay for their monthly membership costs.
Well, you got to talk to all those those Medicare guys, right? They sell Medicare. They should be selling this plan.
Yes.
Or offering a service. I shouldn't say a plan. Offering a service. Absolutely. Better talk to those FBI guys. Financial Benefits Affiliates, Insurance, Inc. So affiliate member is $200 a year. Whoa. What's that? What do you get for $200 a year?
You get to attend up to four afternoon teas.
I see.
Per event, per year.
Somebody want to attend? Why would it want to attend and not be part of the network? Also, want to just check you out. So if you're a member, do you get to attend for free or is there a cost?
There's no cost.
No cost for the tea at a Wild Country Club?
Yes, if you're a member, there's no cost. If you're just going there, I believe it's $50. But if you're a member, there's no charge.
Well, now, okay, guys, that's the benefit right there. Because I'm telling you, tea at a Wild Country Club, probably at least $25, if not more.
Percy has found an angle.
Yep. not an angle, but I mean, I think I better join Gary. Unfortunately, I don't have any paperwork on me right now, but yeah. And my wife would probably feel better because that money's going to go all to her.
Yes, she. In fact, that's what happens.
You.
On the enrollment form, there's because it's in a savings account. There's a section for beneficiaries there.
I'm telling you, men are gonna women are gonna live to men. So your events, your teas, wow. Rancho Santa Fe, where is that at? It's in California. So yeah, who's Sterling Administration?
Sterling Administration is the parent company of the Amazing Care Network there.
Okay.
It's all founded by the same person, Cora Tejas. And again, she's visionary enough to know that besides her regular business there, there was also a need for Amazing Care Networks because she was going through the same problems everybody else goes through. And the fact that it's a network. So it's a network of friends and family that help each other out there because at the end, who is going to help you out? Your friends and family.
Well, if they can, if they live near. But you know, this couple I met this morning, we're talking about life planning, and you know, one son lives here, and the son and daughter live in the mainland, so they're debating whether to stay here or not.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, that's a good point, but you know who does most of the care? Your daughter, not the boys. So they're really leaning toward leaving after being here 25 years to go back to the mainland. I said,
yeah, and that's exactly a situation that occurs on a regular basis there is that you have one sibling that works with mom to help them figure things out. This is what I'm going to do for my care life. And at the end, when mom's in not a good situation there, the other sibling comes in from out of town and says, stop, we got to change everything. We got to be able to give her the best care possible. And this is where Amazing Care can come up, can help out by the fact that we have these physician friends of the family who are retired physicians who are able to be the impartial intermediary to help solve things objectively for the family there. Because obviously what's going to happen is that one sibling is going to want one thing, while the other two, mom and the other sibling, have tried to resolve it going forward there. And I think that's where the daughter or son from California always has these decisions going forward. So
yeah, it's something. I'm not a trained counselor, but I've been through hundreds and hundreds of situations where people, it's hard to agree. Everybody has a different valuation of a dollar. Everybody has a different idea of what good care is. I mean, I have neighbors that are dealing with, you know, the family not agreeing how to care for mom or dad, and it happens all the time. Well, you got to have yours at a steakhouse here. There's one here at a steakhouse in Chicago. Oh, you're in Chicago too?
We had some events in Chicago, and we have one in Portland. And we're just trying out different marketplaces where we have Amazing Care. And as you see, as you're scrolling along the website there, Percy, you can see there's chock full of information.
Oh, yeah.
Different types of events. You can testimonials talking about their own life experiences there. You also see some references and links that go forward there. And again, it's not only a newsletter, but as well as a resource similar to Generations Magazine, but not taking over Generations Magazine, but a complimentary
great
resource.
Great stuff here. Unfortunately, when you title this, I'm on a newsletter, guys. So you can get on here for free, by the way. Newsletter, Perks of Aging. I'm telling you, you talk to ADO, what the Perks of Aging are, they're going to say, oh, bratty grandchildren. I have no time to travel because I'm caring. I got to pick up my son from the school. Yeah, come back to my house. I got to feed them dinner. Wow. But you're right. Perks of Aging, wisdom, higher IQ. Yeah, maybe.
EQ. EQ. Emotional.
Oh, okay. My eyes are getting bad, Gary. Sorry. They're more understanding. But then again, there's Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid. And I tell everybody to join AARP. And then actually you should talk to the National Council on Aging in San Francisco there. They do great work over there. And then, of course, you know, senior discounts, our upcoming August, September issue has two pages of discounts. That is the most popular resource we have. People love to get that thing, and we love to find out new places that serve seniors. So it's a great – you have a great network here, Gary. So what's the best way to join besides going online? So you can join online too?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Best way to join online, you either can – do it online, or you can actually print out an application form and send it in. But we try to make things easier by doing everything online there. And I think that's where The ease of use comes in for our members there, and the fact that if there is any type of troubleshooting, I'm the feet on the street here.
So I see here you can go online to start. So hopefully it's a secure website because, wow, you have a lot of questions and answers here, which is great that you guys start thinking about. I think it's really important that everybody, young or old, really start, you know, hopefully younger than later, young, older, to start working on this and get some kind of resemblance of not a retirement plan, but a care plan. So the cost of retirement, oh my goodness, it's very expensive to retire. And if you 95% of companies don't give pensions anymore. So you really got to look at that. So yeah, you have some great information. Yes, the retirement studies are scary. How much you're going to need in retirement, and actually how much you're going to need in cost of care. I think Hawaii is number 4 in the country in terms of cost of care. And people need to understand. So how long does it take to get set up? So you sign up, and then you got to get that.
You'll get a welcome email, and that's...
Then they got to get your bank information to transfer the money and stuff.
But yeah, the bank information is actually on the application there, and it's what it is just pulling money out of your checking or savings account
to
an Amazing Care
and account. That's a standalone different account.
Yes.
So even though you're a Bank of Hawaii client like myself, they would open up a separate one.
Yes.
Okay. And a statement, you don't get a statement in mail, you get a digital statement?
You can pull your information online.
Is a member login?
Yes.
Oh, that's how you do it?
Yes. And also, too, it's like whenever money's
really
being...
thought of everything here.
Whenever money's being transferred out to your Amazing Care account, you'll get a monthly email saying that X amount of dollars will be withdrawn into your Amazing Care on this date there. So, again, it keeps you informed about what the transactions are.
So, you have some good information here. I'm more than happy to use any of our articles, but... guys, if you're not sure, check out the website, AmazingCareNetwork.com. I'm just kind of cruising around the website. That's what I like to do. To really find people out, what they do, how they do things, just kind of vetting every product service out there that we look at. If Cora there is the founder, she comes from healthcare. It's very important to understand. So anyway, you're a local person here. And so the next event, if you want to join, you better join now because next event is June 5th. So if you want to go to that cool tea at Oahu Country Club, you better give Gary a call. So Gary, what's the best way? Go online or give your phone number again?
808-282-3975.
Is it on here?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, looking at Generations Magazine.
Yes.
So any last thoughts, anything, other comments you can tell us about Amazing Care Network, Gary?
Well, personally, I just want to share, a testimony is always good. As a person in the sandwich generation there with caring for my children and my family, it's enlightening to have these resources to be able to be confident in having those difficult conversations. And just be able to make sure that the communication between myself and my parents are there and it continues to be strong, because when things go wrong is when there's a breakdown in communication there. And I think for me, that's the biggest learning from Amazing Care in terms of helping me out and making me a lot more confident in what I'm doing with.
Yeah, it's a long-term battle. I wouldn't say use the word battle, but it's a long-term lifestyle.
Yes, it is a lifestyle change.
Yeah, so if you go on our website, you look in, I think 2015, maybe 16, we did a story about the sandwich generation. But anyway, thanks very much, Gary, from AmazingCareNetwork.com, or just give Gary a call. Look in the magazine for Amazing Care Network. Anyway, thank you very much, everybody. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Aloha, and live well.